children. Now, let us learn meanings for some keywords. Nukankana.
All the places in a building.
Era.
A period in history.
Mounted.
Climbed.
Murmured.
Spoke in a low voice.
Precious.
Of great value.
Ignore.
Not to take notice of.
Attic.
A space at the top of a building under the roof.
Curiously.
With interest.
Preserve.
Keep safe.
Treasure.
Valuable things.
Swiftly.
Speedily.
Answer the following questions.
How did the grandfather try to explain the value of letters?
How would Mr. Rao feel if he lost his old letters?
What did Kaushik realize after reading the old letters?
Do you think Kaushik will now use letters to contact people? Give reasons.
Children, now arrange the events in order that they happened in the story. Children, now let us read a reading card. 5 reasons to get back the lost art of letter writing.
A letter can communicate things well than an email. It is a beautiful form of communication that can change lives when used strategically.
Here are some reasons why one should write more letters. It is simply to get back the lost art of letter writing.
Letters are personal. They contain your effort, your handwriting, and your choice of stationery. Even before the words are read, you have sent something that no one else could send. No one else has your handwriting or taste in cards. In a way, you are revealing part of yourself to the recipient, and that immediately softens the heart.
Letters are inexpensive. A box of 10 postcards may be rupees 5 and an inland letter costs about 2 rupees 50 paise. Anyone can afford to write letters. The impact of a letter is sometimes bigger than sending a gift of more value.
So why not write a letter to those you care?
Letters can be reread. Especially if you are sending a word of encouragement or prayer, the recipient can reread what you wrote, put it on their desk or keep it in their book or purse. Such encouragement can be of great value.
Letters give the gift of time. Especially when you are writing to someone about a sensitive topic, the letter gives the recipient the ability to hear your words without the pressure to respond immediately. This is not the case with face-to-face conversation, emails or texting, in which response is immediately required. We can write letters asking forgiveness for past mistakes to friends or family members. It soothes their pain and grief.
Letters build relationships. Through letters, we can communicate love and care about the recipient, that he or she are important to us over time. Continuous letter writing can build up a relationship. Letter writing is a great solution for strained family relationships. Why don't you pick up a card and write to someone who you care for? Children, let us now learn the meanings of some keywords. Glossary.
Communicate.
Making one's ideas known to others.
Revealing.
Making a secret known.
Recipient.
A person who is given something.
Inexpensive.
Cheap.
Afford.
To spend money on something.
Sensitive.
Easily influenced by something.
Forgiveness.
The act of excusing.
Grief.
A great sorrow.
Children, now answer the following questions. How do letters soften our hearts?
How are the letters inexpensive?
What does the reading of letters give us?
What do the letters provide the recipients?
How do the letters build relationships?
Children, now let us read the story.
My letters and my memories. Bunny Rabbit lived in the forest. He had many friends. He was proud of his friends.
One day, Bunny Rabbit heard the loud barking of the wild dogs. He was very scared.
he decided to ask for help.
He quickly went to his friend Deer.
He said, "Dear friend, some wild dogs are chasing me. Can you chase them away with your sharp antlers?"
The deer said,
"That is right, I can. But now I am busy. Why don't you ask the bear for help?"
Bunny Rabbit ran to the bear. "My dear friend, you are very strong. Please help me. Some wild dogs are after me. Please chase them away," he requested the bear. Bear replied, "I'm sorry. I'm hungry and tired. I need to find some food. Please ask the monkey for help."
Poor Bunny went to the monkey, elephant, goat and all his friends.
Bunny felt sad that nobody was ready to help him. He understood that he had to think of a way out. He hid under a bush. He stayed there until the wild dogs went their way.
Dear children, in this story, Bunny the rabbit went to each of his friends asking for help. This was exactly how the communication system was in the olden days. In the present day world, we have several ways of communication. One among them is the communication through letter writing. Children, in this lesson, you have learned about the importance of letter writing and how it conveys our feelings to others.